we can get started.
Let me turn this on then.
Yep. Because you've got last year's here, and then you put together a kind of a proposal for this year, 2020 versus 2021.
Yeah, and the second sheet is this year's and what we've used so far. If you look on there, you can tell what we've used so far. Not that it really helps that much, but sometimes if you want to know, you know, why did I raise that, and it's because...
Run short, run over.
Yeah, you know, like heat, you know, it goes up and whatever. Just another little guide that you can use.
Well, on the first one, we got the receipts with the levy, the forest crop, and subtotal on that, and then the intergovernmental. The levy actually looks like it would go up approximately $6,000.
And that's a form that I...
Yeah.
Send into the state, and then they tell me what my levy is.
What your levy is.
The highest it could be, yeah.
Okay.
Intergovernmental revenue, looks like that went up about $4,000.
And that's because we've been getting more on that fire insurance.
Yep. Licenses, that's staying the same.
Okay.
And miscellaneous revenue, why did we have an increase there?
That is because we get more money for the cell tower now.
That's right. We've been getting a payment on that. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just started.
Yep.
Work service receipts, same. So our revenues last year, $1,264,744, and it looks like this year we're anticipating $1,281,583. About $20,000 more, 2018. And then general government, you included. Well, that's not in this part anyway. Well, for the deputy clerk.
Yeah, there's a 3% increase.
3% increase on wages?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really see any other changes. We don't have 15,000 elections next year, do we?
Not.
I'm way over. Let's see, what am I on elections this so far this year? It's got to be outrageous.
It's got to be way over.
Let's see.
You're over five.
11,000, yeah.
You're over by $5,000 right now.
Yep, and I am getting a $2,300 grant from the CARES Act, which they said is in my shared revenue payment that's coming. I don't know why they put it in there, but that's where they said they put it. So help a little bit. It's basically just all the postage and...
And,
you know...
It's huge.
Yeah. I could turn in anything that had for that CARES Act to do with the COVID, which was extra postage. The safety supplies that we had to buy, like for the Pepsi glass.
Well, even the increased wage, couldn't you?
Yeah, for the hazard pay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was all in there, but they must have a limit, like, you know, it was more than that, but they must have a limit per town for how many, maybe, residents you have or whatever.
So that with this new stimulus, there could get more than...
With the heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I do have to send in the final report in December, so maybe they'll give you more. I don't know.
Now, what about the donation that was done? Is that, could you include that?
What donation?
The $1,500 that was donated to Ruby's?
Right.
Because that was specifically for COVID. Could you...
But it's not related to election expenses.
No, but it would be, but for the CARES
she's
Act.
She's talking with the CARES Act.
For the CARES Act money, that might be something that... It might be, I mean, it may not be as well.
The only one I did was for the election, so.
And then even the additional.
Because we really don't have additional expenses.
You don't have any additional cleaning supplies or anything that you're using?
No, we're all giving it to it by the.
The county's been supplying.
The county, which gets it from the, what are those guys? The Army guys, Army Reserve or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, like Monday, I gotta go pick up.
Pick up, yeah.
All the cleaning supplies they ship over here, so.
All the cleaning supplies and stuff, yeah.
Town Hall just went up a little bit on the heat, light, and water.
Yeah.
Insurance benefits, well, those are set by the Social Security. Our health insurance went down, huh?
Well, you know what I think? I think last year I might have had the dental in that health insurance. So if you add them together, they basically even out.
Yeah.
I just think that the dental might have been in that 45 last year.
Gotcha.
Where now it's separated into other benefits. The other benefit is dental and Humana.
Yep. And our liability and workers' comp went up a little bit.
Yep, he told me what to raise it about. He said it might not, but he said, hey, to be safe for your budget, I would raise it.
Fire department, that didn't go up any, huh?
No, it never does.
Adjustments there.
Ambulance, I think the only thing that went up would be maybe heat or fuel and oil or something.
Looks like their dues and subscriptions.
Oh, yeah, because they belong to that, what's that thing called on your phone?
Oh, I'm responding.
Yeah, and that costs extra.
Public Works, which is roads, there aren't any increases except with the machinery, winter, streetlights, miscellaneous expenses, we went up a thousand, huh?
Yeah.
I have a question. Is there a maintenance schedule, and maybe this is more for Pete, on our roads equipment and stuff, is there a schedule for, say, maintenance and like repair, replacement? Because I know with those big trucks, those boxes and stuff are heavy and.
Yeah, usually what it is, when one of our bigger trucks looks like, you know, it's gonna be needing replacing in 2-3 years, he'll let me know and then we'll start budgeting for it. Our grader, now that thing, maintenance, you know, the general maintenance, they do or have somebody do as it's needed. It's not really on a schedule per se, because like the grader doesn't get used much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky if we use it twice a year, and it's to wing snowbanks back. They do most of the grading with the underbellies, and now that machine is 30 years old, so you know, it's not any longer on a cat maintenance schedule. So that's kind of, and they do a lot of their own maintenance in terms of oil changing and the general maintenance. And then when something breaks down, if they can fix it, they do. If it's something that's beyond them, then a lot of times Gary Lindowski? Yeah. Gary's repair. It's kind of nice. He comes out here to work on it. We don't have to take it someplace. We've a couple of times had to pull them into like truck country or someplace else. But so that's, you know, the maintenance is as needed, and the replacement is when they say, well, this one's starting to get a little old, we better look at starting to replace it.
Okay, but he doesn't have them, say, like on a rotating?
No, because sometimes we don't use them. You know, if we have an easier winter, we may not use the trucks that much. And, you know, over the period of time of say 8, 10, 12 years that you may keep that truck, if you can get an extra year or two out of it, because if you haven't had to use it, I mean, it's worth doing that rather than just replacing it because it's, you know, on a schedule.
And I think that responsibility has kind of been made up, Steve being the foreman, you know, the head, I would imagine. I mean, we could ask him, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of times when I come in here and they're working on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he and Tom and Barney got a good idea of what kind of shape their equipment is in, you know, they're in it all the time, when whose might be needing replacement.
You know, I guess maybe in the future, maybe they come in here, all three of them, and say, hey, give us an idea on what their equipment looks like. So at least I have a visual.
The only thing that they're kind of looking at now that is getting older is the brush tractor. That's starting to show a little wear, and the loader. You know, the loader's old, we had it redone, but it's got a lot of hours on it. So I think if you talk to them, those are the two things that they'd be looking at sometime replacing. Grader, I want to talk with Pete here. We don't use it a whole lot. It might be something that we look at selling rather than keeping and insuring and where we don't even use it.
And so what would we do to push the wings on that?
We have the wings on the trucks. See, we outfitted the trucks with the wings so that they go faster. The grader they use, if it's, they have a truck down or it's something that's real bad, but that's rare. It's usually if the truck's down.
And at that time, if we didn't have the thing, if that time came, we could subcontract to a, you know.
Well, or what you do is you get yourself you get a new loader, you know, which is one thing that we do use, and you put a wing on the loader, which has the same strength and you know, same ability to push as much snow as what they did. You know, they did what
they have to be given to me, Irene.
Oh, this is for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Airport, we had a decrease there. Transfer station. That miscellaneous expenses, that's that stump grinding and stuff that we've been doing, right? Brush grinding. Rather than burn it, there's a guy that comes in and he'll grind it. And then they'll haul it out, so we're not smoking up the whole north side of town for 4 days.
Less wages for our road crew to stand out there to watch it all day.
We don't have to stand out there and watch a fire burn all day long. They come in and they're done in a couple of days. Utilities up, and tipping fees up.
The animal control went down?
Yeah, it always was 7, and then we raised it up to 10 last year, but they didn't use 10, so I put it back down to 7.
I mean, and if Wagoo needs more money at that time, we can figure it out.
Yeah, you have to. Cemetery went up 1,000, that's been kind of creeping up on our costs every year.
Yeah, but they do a good job up there. Well, they have to mow so much in the summer.
Well, and you got to remember too, we expanded it too, so it takes a little bit longer to do that.
Right. And he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he does an excellent job. Fourth of July went up.
Yeah, they had sent the request last year, but it was too late for last year's budget,
yep.
So.
Put it in this year's.
Mm-hmm.
Both are all the same. The number stayed the same. Zoning up with wages. I noticed this with the hatchery. We did 16,000 last year and 1,600.
No, it's 16,000.
But now this isn't on a spreadsheet.
That scared me for a minute because I was in that total.
I circled it because I noticed it. This isn't an automatic spreadsheet though, so your total on the bottom is correct.
Correct, yeah. It's 17,500, yeah. And if you add those three, it's 17,500. Whew, that scared me for a minute.
Yeah.
Wayne would not like me.
No. You would be bad on his list.
Yeah.
So what is on the, what is the elders program?
The elders program is 3,000 goes here, And then $7,000 goes to that Lakeland in Woodruff, whatever that's called nowadays.
Lakeland Retirement Foundation. A lot of people from here will go there, and years ago they came in.
Oh, okay, for the nutrition?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the food.
They came here, and, you know, when you go there, you sign in, and, you know, so they know where you're from. And they had the documentation that there were an awful lot of people from, like, Flambeau that went to the Lakeland Retirement Foundation before it burned down, and they would use that facility and eat there. So, you know, I guess it justified it, and then, yeah, the other part goes over here. Now, those are all, you know, it's all subject to change here, too, if you guys want to look at doing anything different.
Just that you'd have to take it off of something else.
Well, last year, I think the day after it came on.
No.
Was that 2 years ago? Then they wanted some pledge.
Oh, you mean in town?
Yeah.
Yeah, in town, and then she couldn't, we asked her, give us a list of who comes there, and she really couldn't come up with too much, but there was a few, so we just left it. I think we thought it was locally was better.
Well, I guess if you wanted to shift some from there to here and here to however, too, that's always a...
Well, I guess what concerns me about it is it seems a little lopsided.
Exactly what I was thinking.
We don't really know how many people really are going there.
Not in a while since the last time she was here.
That was last year, though.
Yeah, well, and like you said, they didn't really have numbers for us, and they don't have a facility up right now.
Not really.
No, I think they're still running out of the Iowa.
And she sent me a request. I mean, she asked just for $700, so.
For how much?
$700. That's what she asked for. She says we'd appreciate your $700 appropriation fee for the retirement.
Anything else you guys see that you might want to? No.
Probably not even open because of COVID.
I wouldn't.
Well, they might be doing like what they're doing. They might be having frozen meals.
Delivering.
Then I would almost think that we're probably not going to drive all the way up Flambeau.
No, and actually, I remember when my mom was getting them, her meals came from Flambeau. And I think my sister might have called there originally, and it got shifted from out of Flambeau.
Could be. I actually think it's fine.
They're still delivering to their home dog, and if they're able, you know, and they're taking precautions because they just assume not have the elder out in a box, so they're running meals, frozen.
Yeah, what other 24 cases of them in Flambeau?
That's what I saw. I think it was last night. It went up to 24. It went from 17 to 24 and one in the hospital.
Yeah, there's been like four hospitalized.
Yeah, total.
No, we don't.
Yeah. I mean, right now they're we're pushing it off. Most everything that you hear is going to be in March. I mean, even the order openings, yeah, they're going month by month, and I would think that that's a pretty good indication, and now they're already saying that those probably won't be open till March.
I had to write out my Mexican condo.
Can't go there then, dear.
No.
Could if I quarantined for 14 days after I got back.
Funny you.
Better talk to your boss.
Why do you have vacation? Lots of it.
Well, I what's going through my mind is, as you would go through next year, if there's anything, if we still have this COVID situation, and if there's anything that we see that we might be able to switch to those elderly programs, I don't know if it wouldn't be a bad idea to look at that.
Right.
And they got to be getting strained.
Right. And I know that tribe is having financial problems.
Well, everybody's
else.
Going to.
Yeah. Maybe, Laura, could you touch base with them and see how they're doing financially, or if they need help, or
the elderly, the you know, the feeding
the meal
programs,
program,
the meal program,
and ask them what kind of number they're looking for.
Okay.
Because we actually, you know, the youth programs, we haven't used that.
Correct, and that's what I'm thinking. You know, if there's other areas within our budget that we may be able to shift.
And we can do that at any time, as long as we have board approval at a meeting.
Correct.
Right.
If there's anything that, any areas that we may be able to shift.
Right.
Mhm. I mean, at least to me.
Yeah, we can do that at any time.
Important.
Yeah, I'll follow up with them today.
So now with the streetlights, remember we had that discussion when we were putting more lights up, and we were getting explained that they were adding new lights to a road.
Yep.
And they were doing the LEDs. I notice a lot more LEDs now in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been converting them.
I think they've been converting them.
So that should affect that budget in
bringing it down.
Considerably.
Yep.
So I guess maybe we need to do some, to relook at a projection.
Well, if you look though at the street lights here,
went up 2,000.
We budgeted 15,000 last year. We've used 14,700. We only have $247 left, and we have November and December yet to get in here. So we're going to be over.
Well, I guess what my concern is do they charge us just because of it? It's a light. There's not a meter on it.
No, there's a base fee on it.
Yeah, like.
So it's so much per light. That should be adjusted if it's not using as much. You know what I mean? If you're going, being more efficient.
Yeah, you're being more efficient. We shouldn't be getting nicked more.
Right.
Yeah, but they might be charging you more for the new light.
Yeah,
but the light gets paid for. Doesn't the tribe pay for the lights, and then we pay for the electricity?
I think you lease them.
I think that's how they're.
Yeah, the tribe paid to have the lights put up. We pay for the electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, we pay the monthly bill. There's probably more than original.
Right.
You know.
So it's basically the cost to operate, not the cost of the light.
Right. So I remember years ago, I think we had a light, one of those old Mercury and things, and that was so much a month on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It would just not put on the bill.
Yep.
Yeah, I get a bill for every light.
It's set up in three different sections, or what they call
cabinets. Yeah.
And it's what we're comes off of here, comes off of there, and the one down here.
And then the main street lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess
I talked to them here. When was that? Last summer when we were going round and around with that? Where it was confusing as to what lights were on what
cabinet.
I guess I can try to get a hold of them again and get a explanation of
That original guy's gone.
Tim's gone.
Yeah.
But I can't remember who I talked to. You have to look.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, but, yeah, I don't know.
I can even get ahold of Tim and ask him who I should talk to, and he's still around.
Yeah.
He just doesn't work.
Or it might be in the street lighting folder, too.
Okay. Any other questions? Well, then at our next meeting next week, we'll be setting the date and time for the budget hearing. Still working on how and where and how and when, why, but,
How is the county handling this? Does anybody have communication with them?
I don't know.
It might be the phone room or something.
Yeah. Because the other ones accept the levy.
Well, and, you know, everybody else are kind of in a little bit different situation.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we're working with, but we'll get something worked out.
I know a lot of their meetings do say, you know, signing to Zoom or whatever.
Yeah. Very good.
Is that an option then?
Well, that might be.
I don't know who would set it up. I will not have time to set up.
I walk in here and she snarls at me and I just walk away.
Smart.
Well, there's that new computer shop right by the Hong Kong buffet.
Yeah.
Maybe we should solicit him and see if that would be an option, that he could come and do that.
Could be, or we do deal with Northern Computer, which has been very good to us.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right, and I think it's, for the most part, it's like a computer application.
Yeah.
Because every time I log on, I'm like calling a Chicago number to be connected by my phone, and then I can view anything. Say if we have somebody on the computer showing the budget that's on a shared screen, and they mute, and you can mute, say like, you know, everybody, their name is, if they call in and register to be on Zoom, then we know that it's a resident and we assign that phone number to that person. Mm-hmm. And if we get somebody that doesn't, they don't respond, we hang up, we disconnect them.
Gotcha.
So it's fairly easy, just the part of it would be having that information on a laptop and so that they can see if they're sitting in front of their laptop, they can see these forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I...
I don't like Zoom. You know, I've been doing it from the council meeting. I don't really care for it, but I mean, it is what it is right now in order to get business done.
You can still operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my concern is there's people out there that are very unuser-friendly, you know, onto a computer. So I'm just saying is I think a lot of people are going to get left out of the process that would have wanted to be part of it because of the lack of knowledge.
Right, well, you know, and that's what we talked just briefly about. Maybe we sit here for a day and at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever, we hold budget hearings to accommodate those that don't have the...
Because what I'm hoping to do is see if Greg Harrell can come to our next meeting and tell us what our options are so that, you know, we can fulfill our statutory requirements and also abide by local, you know, resolutions and restrictions. I mean, it's...
Or, you know, maybe another is that we do a video of it and then send that electronically somehow.
Yeah.
To those that have that capability, but then those that don't, you know, are coming here.
Yeah. Well, those are all questions that we can have for Greg if I can get him here. Plan to. So.
Okay.
Very good. Well, then we'll... Yes, Bill.
You're talking about the Zoom. I've done a lot of research on that, and actually that's the best buy of the century. To set it up is inexpensive as all get out. Yeah, some people won't be able to access it, but those that can't access it could come here.
Very well could be, and you know, those are all questions for Greg on so that we're not in violation of any open meetings law or any of that type of thing.
Right, and those that, and Zoom works two ways. Zoom, you can look at stuff on the computer from your computer, or you can just do it by phone,
And those that don't have the computer capability, we can send them the budget. And they can have that budget in front of them and still participate in the conversation by a phone. They wouldn't need a computer.
Well, and...
I would need somebody to chair that.
No.
Because I'm not, there's no way I'm going to have time to do that.
No, because, well, a brief rundown... A brief rundown of the budget goes into the newspaper anyway.
Yeah.
Well, these are all things that you can think about and...
Well, we can have the budget paper ready, I mean, and that, but as far as setting up Zoom and all that stuff, I will not have time to do that.
I'd be sending smoke signals.
And...
Because that's about as far as I can get.
So if you want to go that route, you're going to have to form a committee to set that up.
Very good. Well, then we'll finish preparing this and get it in its final form. And then go from there.
Then it would be approved at the budget hearing.
Thank you for coming.